This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. In Maharashtra, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said his government in the third term has launched several developmental projects worth crores of rupees, which include many infrastructure projects in Maharashtra. Addressing his first election rally in Vidarbha region at Akola, Mr. Modi said the central government has given boost to industry and infrastructure for cotton cultivators by laying the foundation stone of textile park in Amravati. He also highlighted the importance of irrigation projects in Vidarbha. He said the previous Mahavikas Aghadi government stalled ambitious irrigation projects of the Devendra Fadnavis government. Mr. Modi also informed that his government accorded the classical language status to Marathi language, which has raised the prestige of Maharashtra. Mr. Modi will also address a rally at Nandat in Marathwara region today. The state will go to polls on the 20th of this month. Uttarakhand celebrates its 25th Foundation Day today. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings on the occasion. In a social media post, the Vice President said Uttarakhand is blessed with pristine beauty and spiritual richness. He wished that the blessed state continue to flourish and scale greater progress and development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded Uttarakhand for its outstanding strides in development. Addressing the nation virtually on the occasion of its 25th Foundation Day today, he also highlighted that the nation will see the resolution of Viksit Uttarakhand for a Viksit Bharat being fulfilled in the next 25 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also greeted the citizens of Uttarakhand on the occasion of the state's Foundation Day. East Central Railway will operate 446 special trains in the next 15 days to manage the return rush of passengers after the end of Chhath Puja celebrations. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Public Relations Officer Saraswati Chandra said this time more than 70 additional trains are running compared to the same period last year. Minister of State for Road, Transport and Highways Harsh Malhotra, along with BJP MPs Manoj Tiwari and Bansuri Swaraj, flagged off the Run for Inclusion Marathon in New Delhi today. The event was organized by Special Olympics Bharat, the National Sports Federation, promoting sports for athletes with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The event primarily aimed to set the tone in the lead-up to the Special Olympics Asia-Pacific Boshe and Bowling competition scheduled to take place in New Delhi from the 18th to the 23rd of this month. The government has implemented several reforms to make Hajj travel hassle-free, significantly enhancing digital infrastructure for better accessibility and convenience. These initiatives promote women's equality, allowing more women to undertake the pilgrimage independently. Provisions have also been made to facilitate the pilgrimage, particularly for low-income individuals. In a step towards enhancing accessibility, especially for women, pilgrim support cum facilitation programs have been introduced. A bilateral Hajj agreement was signed in January this year to establish a total quota of over 1,75,000 pilgrims from India for Hajj 2024, with nearly 1,40,000 seats reserved for those traveling through the Hajj Committee of India. At least 24 people were killed and more than 40 others injured after an explosion occurred at the Quetta railway station in Balochistan today. At the time of the explosion, a train was ready to depart from the platform for Peshawar. The train involved was reportedly traveling from Quetta to Peshawar. Police and rescue teams are currently at the scene. This incident took place over a week after a bomb attack near a girls' school in western Pakistan. In Jharkhand, election campaigning is in full swing. Leaders of both NDA and India Bloc are making whirlpool tour across the state to wow voters in favor of their party candidates. Addressing an election meeting at Chhatarpur in Palamu, senior BJP leader Amit Shah accused Rahul Gandhi of being anti-OBC, Dalit and tribal. On the other hand, Chief Minister Hemant Soren took a sharp jab at the Bharatiya Janata Party after it accused the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha of patronizing infiltrators in the state. Indian men's hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh and former goalkeeper P.R. Srijesh have won the FIH Player of the Year and Goalkeeper of the Year titles for the year 2024. Both Harmanpreet and Srijesh received the recognition during the 49th FIH Statutory Congress in Oman yesterday. Two-time Olympic bronze medalist Harmanpreet received over 63% of all votes cast in his category. Similarly, Srijesh was highly popular among voters, polling over 62% of all votes in his category. The winners were selected through a voting process involving an expert panel, National Hockey Association's fans and media. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.